Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Once again, Donald Trump has been found guilty of violating his gag order in his New York criminal trial for interfering in the 2016 election. Glenn says this is the 10th time he's been found guilty of contempt of court.
So friends, Judge Juan Merchan, the judge presiding over Donald Trump's New York State Court criminal prosecution for trying to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, Judge Merchan just found Donald Trump guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of a 10th count of criminal contempt of court. 10 counts. And for this latest violation of New York state law, Judge Merchan imposed another $1,000 fine. Not 30 days in jail, as the law allows. Not a week in jail, not a day in jail, not a minute in jail. Another $1,000 fine. You realize, friends, that given that Trump now has 10 criminal convictions for contempt of court, he could be in jail for up to 300 days, but he hasn't been ordered into confinement for even 1 minute. Not yet. Let's start with the new reporting. This from NBC News. Headline, judge finds Trump further violated gag order and again threatens him with jail if necessary. If necessary. You know, that would be like a doctor saying, well, the patient has stopped breathing and his heart has stopped, so I may administer CPR if necessary. Or maybe the fireman coming upon a burning house and saying, well, your house seems to be on fire. Perhaps I will douse it with water if necessary. Yes, that's all my editorial edition. If necessary. The article begins, Judge Juan Merchan on Monday again cited former President Donald Trump for violating the gag order he imposed and warned he could face jail time if necessary for continuing to ignore it. Judge Merchan previously found that Trump had violated the gag order in 9 other instances and fined him $9,000. In issuing that decision, Merchan warned Trump that continued violations of the order could result in incarceration. On Monday, the judge fined him an additional $1,000 for an additional violation and repeated his warning that he could face jail time. Quote, it appears that the $1,000 fines are not serving as a deterrent, Merchan said. Quote, the last thing I want to do is to put you in jail, he added. You are the former president of the United States and possibly the next president as well. Quote, There are many reasons why incarceration is truly a last resort for you, he continued, adding that taking that step would be disruptive to the proceedings. But Mershon warned Trump that his continued willful violations of this court's orders threaten the administration of justice and constitute a direct attack on the rule of law. I cannot allow that to continue. Mershon also said that if the offending statement had been posted to Trump's Truth Social account or his official campaign website, it must be removed by 2:15 p.m. Mershon ruled Monday that Trump's comments in an interview last month that the jury was picked so fast and was 95% Democrats violated the gag order. The order prohibits Trump from discussing the jury or witnesses with the intent to influence their decisions or testimony. Quote, in doing so, defendant Trump not only called into question the integrity and therefore the legitimacy of these proceedings, but again raised the specter of fear for the safety of the jurors and of their loved ones, Mershon wrote.
Coming up after the break, Glenn deciphers Juan Mershon's ruling on Trump's gag order. This is Justice Matters. Beowulf here with Justice Matters, and I am loving the warmer weather and the sunnier skies. It makes you want to get out and move and get healthy. And you can help yourself get healthy and meet your wellness goals with no prep, no mess meals from FactorMeals.com. There's a whole menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat in a well-balanced way. What's my favorite? I love the jalapeno lime cheddar chicken with spicy cilantro cauliflower rice. So flavorful and healthy too. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/Glenn50 and use code Glenn50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's Glenn50 at factormeals.com/GLENN50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factormeals.com/Glenn50. Go there.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It seems Donald Trump is testing New York Judge Juan Mershon by continuing to violate his gag order. Glenn says it's long past time for him to draw the line.
Where to start, friends? Should we start with Judge Mershon telling Donald Trump that what he's doing is calling the integrity and the legitimacy of the trial proceedings into question, but imposing no meaningful sanctions or penalties on Donald Trump for doing so? Or should we start with Judge Mershon telling Donald Trump that he is injecting fear into the process and he is endangering the safety of the jurors, but imposing no meaningful sanctions or punishments on Donald Trump for doing so? Or maybe we should start with the judge saying he doesn't really want to punish or sanction Donald Trump because of Donald Trump's status, his position of privilege. Here's what Judge Mershon said. The last thing I want to do is put you in jail. You are the former president of the United States and possibly the next president as well. So the last thing I want to do is apply the law equally to you, given your status, your privilege, your power, your position. Oh, anybody else before me, sure. They're going to jail for 30 days, maybe 300 days for 10 counts of criminal contempt, but not you, sir. It's the last thing I want to do to somebody of your status and stature. You know, friends, the only thing left to be decided is whether, when Donald Trump violates the court's order again, when he commits the 11th count of criminal contempt of court, will we see the resurgence of the rule of law, or will we see the rule of law just sort of, you know, draw its final breath? Will we see the death of the rule of law? I'm hoping for the resurgence of the rule of law, and I will bet my full buck that you are too. Because justice matters. As always, friends, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.